From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The government is filing federal criminal charges against the suspect in yesterday's shooting at Los Angeles International Airport that killed a TSA agent. Paul Ciancia faces two felony charges, one for murder of a federal officer, the other for committing violence at an international airport. Meanwhile, NPR's Sam Sanders reports operations at LAX are getting back to normal.
Friday's shooting disrupted over 1,500 flights and thousands of passengers. But at a press conference Saturday afternoon, Los Angeles World Airport's Gina Marie Lindsay had some good news.
And I am very proud to say that Terminal 3 is now fully open and operational. Great job by everybody.
The shooting took place Friday morning around 9:20 when a gunman armed with a semi-automatic rifle got past security and fired shots in Terminal 3. Airport police engaged in a gun battle with the shooter and quickly subdued him. 23-year-old Paul Ciancia has been named as a suspect. Gerardo Hernandez is a TSA officer who was killed in the shooting. At least six were injured. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
Gunmen in northern Mali kidnapped and killed two French radio journalists today. The French government says Al-Qaeda-linked militants in North Africa abducted them in the desert town of Kidal, where they were conducting an interview and then killed them a short time later. Early this year, French troops went into Kidal and other towns across northern Mali to help the Malian government push separatist Islamists out of the region. Officials in Niger have arrested more than 120 migrants who were trying to leave the country by crossing the Sahara into Algeria. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, Niger is now on alert to stop migrant convoys after the bodies of 92 migrants who attempted the same passage were found last week.
Most of the dead migrants were mothers and children who perished from thirst after trucks ferrying them to Algeria broke down. Those arrested Saturday were caught setting out from northern Niger at dawn in pickup trucks. Niger's government declared it would crack down on the networks ferrying migrants across the Sahara in what it called death transports. Those immigrating from Niger are fleeing desperate poverty in what the United Nations calls the least developed country on earth. Niger also lies on a major migrant route between sub-Saharan Africa and Europe. Migrants try to cross the Mediterranean from North Africa to southern Europe. Many lose their lives at sea in rickety boats. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Pakistani Taliban commanders are meeting to choose a successor to Haqimullah Massoud, who they say was killed in a U.S. drone attack Friday. Security forces in Pakistan are on high alert, concerned Taliban militants will retaliate for the killing. Meanwhile, Pakistan's interior minister says the attack has derailed efforts to arrange peace talks with the Taliban. This is NPR. If you're planning to sign up for health insurance at healthcare.gov this weekend, it won't be available for 24 hours beginning this hour Eastern Time. It will resume 9 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. The government says during that time, a tech team will be working on the network, improving the online application and enrollment tools. Early tomorrow morning will bring a rare celestial event. The moon will blot out the sun in a hybrid solar eclipse. NPR's Ramona Martinez reports.
At around 6:30 a.m., people on the east coast of the United States will be able to see, low in the sky, the sun partially eclipsed for about 30 minutes. This hybrid solar eclipse will start with what is described as a ring of fire, or partial eclipse, and then it will shift to a total eclipse as the moon's shadow sweeps across our planet. People who live in Central Africa will see the sun completely eclipsed for a few short moments. If you're planning on watching the eclipse, remember, Sunday is also when most U.S. time zones revert back to standard time, so don't forget to set your clocks back an hour so you don't miss it. Ramona Martinez, NPR News, Washington.
In Texas today, just about every piece of the iconic Houston Astrodome was sold to the highest bidder. The world's first multi-purpose domed astroturfed sports stadium was put up for auction today, and thousands showed up to get their piece of history. All of the stadium seats sold, as did all of the astroturf. A square foot went for $20. Other items that sold, a turnstile, pretzel warmers, and dugout benches. The Astrodome opened in 1965 and was dubbed the eighth wonder of the world. It's now in disrepair and clearly empty. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington. Support.